Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys. Today we're going to talk about good and bad. Take a sip of my drink. Basically, me and my cousin was talking, and we had this basic discussion, you know, on dating and things like that. And the question came up. My cousin was like, "Why do we want what's bad for us, or why do we want someone who doesn't want us?" And that question, like, I had to sit back, because normally, I'm not going to lie to you, normally when I get questions or whatever, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not anything, I've just been through a lot, and I'm normally quick with my answers or responses, but I actually sat back, and I was like, you know what, that's a good question, you know, like, I had to really sit up there and think about it, and I started to go over experiences that I've had and realized, like, I've been a victim. I've been the criminal, to where I've chosen what's bad for me over somebody who could, you know, potentially been good, you know? Like, I've hoped for, you know, an individual, I've seen so much potential in them and what we could be, and then I allowed that daydream or fantasy or potential to subject to my decision of staying with a person. Everyone's done it. And I think that when you go towards, you know, even your childhood or even, you know, other things, is that we psychologically go for the bad guy or the bad girl, you know what I'm saying, with the person that just either looks so good to have image wise that would suit us. Or even, check this out, how many times have you wrote a list of everything that you wanted in somebody? Loyalty, trust, honesty, 6 figures, no kids, respectful, you know, family oriented, ambitious, like we name and list all these things, a virgin, like all these things that we want in people, these perfection things, when we don't even have all those things together ourselves. Like, how many times have you expected or wanted someone honest when you can't even tell the truth? You can't be honest with yourself. How many times do you want somebody hardworking when you're lazy? You know you lazy. Like, come on, man. You can't sit up here and have these high expectations and you're not even having anything to bring forth to the table. Or what about you claim all these great things that you want an individual and you go for the complete opposite? And then you question yourself at the end of the day and you're like, why are these things happening to me? Because in your mind, you want an angel, but you went out there and found a devil. Like, I've heard in so many songs about, oh, you know, the good girl wants the bad guy thing. And when my cousin asked me that question, you know, I sat back and I thought about the times that I've actually been that person, that good girl, and I've fell for the bad guy. And I literally can honestly say that the reason I went for them is because I wanted to be something different. We all want to be different. We all want to be authentic, original. But we want to show people a complete opposite. So, from my perspective, I wanted to introduce them to something new. I wanted to pull that potential out of them and make them fully possess their full potential. Like, I wanted to make them a better person. And what you cannot do or have expectations is to change a person. I mean, people change over time. There's growth. Yes, it happens, but that's voluntarily. That is not a forced action that you can place upon somebody to make them change. Like, let's say a cheater. You can say, I'm gonna leave him or whatever, because he cheated. And you have these expectations for him to change. And when he does it again, you're baffled because you're like, what's going on? He's not ready to change. He's not ready to commit to be a different person. You were forcing this action upon this person, expecting them to change automatically like that, when they fully don't understand what was wrong with their action to begin with. Because this is my thing. We are all selfish individuals. We do things that pleases us. Now, you will find some people who are giving and caring and who are selfless. I'm a selfless person. I do things to accommodate and help the environment, my world, because I want to change the world. But that is a rare aspect. So something might upset my significant other, and I will change that because why? I feel like we are one. So if you are unhappy, I will accommodate you. Because that makes me happy. You see what I'm saying? But there's not, everybody isn't like that. There are some selfish people, because what? That's all we know. So then you'll get with these selfish people and expect them to be selfless, and you can't do that. Because they fully don't understand, why should I accommodate you? Now, that's not love. When you love somebody, you do the most for somebody you love and care for. But then back to the question is, why do we go for the bad thing? Why do we go for what's obviously not in our quota or something that we can possibly understand? And then what baffles me is, with guys, when they're like, I want a loyal chick and I want her to ride or die and all these things. And you pick the female that is, you know, doing promiscuous things or talking out of the side of her neck, and her life ain't grand, and she's getting, you know, 50 likes on Instagram and doing things on the back page, and you know, you go for this person that has the complete opposite of what you just told your homeboys while y'all was drinking and having a good time, or what you wanted. And then you'll have this girl in the corner who's fully clothed, respectful, honest, that will do whatever she has to do for you to accommodate you, will ride or die even though you tell her so many lies, and then you use and abuse her, and then you go for the person that was complete opposite, that is going to break your heart, and they do break your heart, and then you question up above why. That's what I don't understand, and I'm saying it's because I've been that person. And you have to fully grasp what you ask for, because you know what one of my friends said like a couple days ago, the power of the tongue is very important, and nobody realizes the full energy levels that comes out of your mouth. So when you ask for something, you fail to realize that the universe is already trying to align what you're asking for. So when you sit up there and ask for this perfect person and you're not ready for them, hello, you're not ready for them. And then the crazy universe will play you. They will play you and bring that person into your life when you're not ready. So that's seriously how you mess up. And I'm going to be honest, I've done that. I've stated I want this immaculate person or whatever. And I wasn't ready for him. I wasn't ready for him. And the reason why I wasn't ready for him, because I mentally couldn't understand what love was and how it took to be in love. So I'm basically just toying with this person's emotions, knowing that's what I need. But I wasn't ready for that person. And then I break that person's heart, and it ends, begins a cycle of heartache. Because once a person is broken, they have to mend back together. So when you break an innocent bystander, you don't think they have to mend themselves back? You don't think that they have to go through trials and tribulations to get back to who they are? Because when you're in a relationship, you focus on one, y'all, unit. So what happens when you break up with that person? You are individual once again. You have to be accustomed to being an individual all over again when you were so used to being a unit with somebody. And so when you decide to be a unit with the bad person, they take you through a roller coaster ride. And some of us like the thrill. Let's be honest. Some of us like the thrill, the chase of someone that's not good for us. Knowing what they're putting us through and our worth to them. But we see a potential. And that's honestly, truthfully, ladies and gentlemen, that is what catches us for the bad guys. It's potential. You see a potential possibility of ending your loneliness. You see a potential possibility of building something with somebody for their future dreams and endeavors. But these dreams sometimes don't come to reality. And then, you know, I see these relationship goals or whatever everybody want to be like, you know, the celebrities and stuff like that. But you got to realize too that behind closed doors, these people are going through hell and back. Because they see a potential or even a possibility of being with that person. Not everything is going to be peaches and cream. No, that good person might have a lot of baggage you're going to have to go through. That person has a lot of work to do to get to their full front capacity of their potential. This good person is going to be a work of art. But you got to be willing to put in the work. A relationship is not just one-sided. It's work. It is work. But as long as the both of you are willing to put forth an effort, then go for it. That's my motto to everybody, every relationship advice I've given. If you are the only person that is putting forth an effort to be with this person, then that means you're in a situation with a bad person. A bad person is basically somebody who is selfish and is not thinking of a unity. They're thinking of themselves and a gain. Now, let me tell you about a bad person. A bad person will be with somebody off of gain. Now, you're asking, what is a gain? A gain, G-A-I-N, gain, is basically somebody using somebody to either go forth in their career, their stability, their finances, or even just to have somebody there in their corner. Now, I don't want you to think, you know, worse of this person, a custom out or whatever. I want you to understand why this person became bad, because they weren't all that, you know, they wasn't always like that. But that's all they know. So how can you blame a person for being bad when that's all they know? That's all they were taught. They're angry, they're hurt, they're damaged. And these damaged people have to grow and fully find themselves again, like we all do. What I just said. Basically, when you're in a relationship and you break up, you have to learn to be an individual all over again. You were once united with somebody, one, and then you disperse and have to learn way back from the beginning how to be you by yourself. Change your plans, your methods, everything again. So of course it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a transition point to build yourself up. But some people stay stuck in that depressed state to where they don't know how to get out of it and find themselves. And that's a person that has to learn on their own. Or maybe you're a blessing to them to kind of guide them into finding themselves. Don't regret anything. But I want you to fully understand each scenario, each person. That's what I try to do. If I'm going to be understanding, I need to understand your perspective and mine. I need to understand your past and mine. I need to understand our future and mine. Everything comes in full circle and full play. So the question is, why do we go for the bad guys or the bad girls when in our mind we want good? Well, to answer that question, I can fully say honestly from my own personal experience is that we're still growing. And even though those bad people are not good for us, there are lessons to teach us and form us into understanding who we are as individuals. You know, I don't know as much as I should know, or maybe I know too much, but all those things that I fully understand is from experience and from understanding and learning myself and in growth. I never regret anything. I've told you guys this like millions of times. You're probably sick of it, but I don't, because I feel as though those goody goodies, those bads, have all morphed me into fully finding and seeing my true love. Whether that person is a bad person that I have to go through the trenches with to help build them into better people, or whether that's that good person that I finally relief, ravel in their glory. You know, there's always different aspects. And so when you sit up there and ask yourself, why do I go for the bad people or the bad guys? I want you to fully understand that this is a part of your lesson of growth. So embrace that.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.